Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Must have been C3 of your injured players back on the ice. Is Benson maybe the only one that we may see tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he's the guy that's closest. You know, as long as everything goes well, you know, post practice today, I would expect him to be in.
How close are we going?
I mean, first practice for both guys. So, you know, evaluate how they got through practice. I thought both guys looked good. I thought Greenway really skated well, but again, the first team practice, so you know, he'll need a couple of those at least that. So
how much Bass really helped with the energy infusion when you get him in there?
Well, you know, I think just his, we've seen that connection with and his ability to make plays in the small ice, you know, with the absence of Norris, so you put another guy in like that that can help on the offensive side. I think it's a big addition for us.
Anything new on Michael Kesselring at all?
Progressing. You know, I've kind of chatted with him almost every day. He's feeling pretty good. When he returns to skate, I don't think is that far off. But he's doing pretty good, so that's encouraging.
In his case, since he's only one period of game action, might he have to get a few rehab starts?
I think that is, games? Yeah, I think that's always a possibility, Paul. Again, we'll just evaluate, you know, how these couple practices go, and if we get him game ready, you know, we're getting really good hockey out of Lyon. We might have to just get him in some game action. That is always an option you have.
As far as Jordan goes, he's been through a lot. I mean, he seemed genuinely excited just to be out with the guys today. Just what did you notice about him on the ice?
Yeah, his energy was good. It's been a long haul. You know, a couple surgeries, and now he's back at practice. And I thought his energy was great. You know, just the energy from those three guys getting back out there was good.
Lindy, what kind of message are you sending to Kulik?
It hasn't been good enough, really. We need to be better. He needs to be a better player. He needs to make more plays. He needs to skate more. With his skating inside the game hasn't been where it was last year. He needs to be a better player for us. Don't know. You know, took a look at different things. Make that decision in the morning.
You know, teams all through the season lose three in a row all the time. Every team does it. Just how much just pressure point gets added to it that it's the first three?
If you do more right things than the other team and generate more, you'll win your games. You'll earn the win. I didn't think we quite earned it. We improved in some areas. We improved in our first period. Second period, we made a couple plays that, you know, you just can't make. So you have to earn your win. Like, we were right there in a 1-1 game that we handed them what I thought was the good opportunities to win the game. when I went through the game, they didn't really, their puck play was better than ours and didn't hand us. A couple of big mistakes that cost us, and we let 29 go through us a couple times that, you know, he's the best player on the ice.
Offensively, what have you been able to identify about what's not working? Is it execution? Is it something schematically?
No, I don't think it's anything to do with schematic. I think it's if we have to get behind people quicker. Some of our rush plays, I would use early on, you know, when Kozak's cutting through and making some of the plays, battling through, that type of effort led to offense for us. That will lead to, I mean, we missed two empty nets off of rebound. We missed, Thompson missed an empty net, Bryson missed an empty net. You got to take advantage of those when you break a team down. We didn't. But when you look at our entries, I need more effort. Like the focus today was on today's meeting, which was lengthy, was the effort once we reach the other team's blue line. It has to be greater than their effort to defend.
I know you need both, but like, do you prefer rush offense to dump and chase? Do you want to see more?
If you see the other team lined up, if you go to Boston was lined up with four across. Rush offense really isn't an option. If you go to Colorado, they're lined up three across now. If you look at some of the rush offense in the league now, I think it's going down because of the way teams are defending. I prefer rush offense. I think in the second period, if you play quick enough and get ozone time and you catch teams changing, that was really a kind of a strength of ours. And those are higher quality opportunities. I prefer those. They're harder to get sometimes.
I'm trying to understand something you said after yesterday's game. You talked about being fatigued in the third period. And I guess
talked about our top, really I was mentioning our top 4D probably. Okay. That we didn't get them, you know, to help sustain, you know, how good they were, Dahls and those guys, to help us with offense in those first two periods. I thought because pretty big minutes for those guys, and we just had Owen Power come off of being sick. I thought his first two periods were really good. I just thought their back checkers were beating our defense up ice, and we weren't sustaining enough pressure. You need five if you're going to put pressure on a team when they got a lot of bodies back. You need your defense to be involved and to get up ice.
Thought to calling up like Hellenius or Oslin just with the need for offense, or you prefer to let those guys?
We're talking about all options for sure. And have watched some of their games and have talked to Leo about, you know, I think where you look at where we're roster wise, and now with Benson coming back and Greenway coming back, that window's kind of closing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.